It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 24th.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Today's word is adumbrate, also pronounced adumbrate, and spelled A-D-U-M-B-R-A-T-E. Adumbrate is a verb. It's a formal verb with several meanings that all have to do with figurative shadows. It can mean to foreshadow vaguely, as in a childhood interest in ants that adumbrated a career in biology. It can mean to suggest or outline partially, as in a few sentences that adumbrate the plan. And it can mean to overshadow or obscure, as in a cheerfulness not adumbrated by difficult circumstances. Here's the word used in a sentence from Gender and Behavior. The lines adumbrate the fact that freedom was not attained on a platter of gold, but as a result of the collaborative efforts of the freedom fighters in a fierce battle with the oppressors. Don't throw shade our way if you've never crossed paths with the word adumbrate. Its shadow rarely falls across the pages of casual texts. It comes from the Latin word umbra, meaning shadow, and is usually used in academic and political writing to mean to foreshadow, as in protests that adumbrated a revolution, or to suggest or partially outline, as in a philosophy adumbrated in her early writings. Adumbrate is a definite candidate for those oft-published lists of words you should know, and its relations range from the quotidian umbrella to the somewhat formal umbrage to the downright obscure umbra. But it's a word worth knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.